Today is Monday, October 26, 2015, and I'm interviewing Marie Fortuna. And can you tell me, Marie, about where you were born in Chicago?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
I was born right by Cabrini Green. That used to be at one time almost all Italian. Yes. You got Seward Park there. You got Stanton Park over here, way back toward on the other side of Oak Street. You have the Catholic Church. You had there, you have St. Philip's Church. You had, what else can I say? Shopping center, little ones. They'd be right on the corner of Division and Clark.
And tell me about your family and what it was like for you growing up in the neighborhood.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
We were all born here.
Okay.
My mother and father, too.
Yes.
Yes. I had three children. I walked to Division and, not Clark, Division and, you know, where it cuts off Sedgwick Street. Yes, there used to be a big, big lot there, you remember? Okay, all right. Now you're with me.
Yes.
I was born right in there. And half a block from there, I lived on Hudson. It's Townsend Street then, but it's Hudson Avenue. Okay?
Okay.
They changed name. Then I used to go to Seward Park. Then I used to go to the theater, Windsor, and now over there, walk all those places because I was so close enough.
It sounds like a fun place to grow up.
Did
you enjoy it?
I tell you what, at that time, it was a little, you know, how should I say, they were worried about the tomboys and stuff like that. The simple things that usually happen most of the places anyway. You know, sometimes some are hid and some you can't hide. You try, you know. You know, sometimes when I can't do something too, I'll say, you win a few and you lose a few.
You're right.
Yeah, okay, hon. What else?
And, tell me about your school days.
My school day?
Do you remember your school days?
Yes,
back in the
I do remember some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were pretty good. Some of them, you know, when you're growing up, you're a kid, you're still a kid. You don't, there is no, how should I say, almost what the other kids did, I get. Because if I seen they did something that I thought I wasn't up to, I followed whoever was the smartest to keep me out of trouble so I wouldn't get spanking, okay? Because sometimes I'd come home and they'd say, where were you? Look at you, you're a mess. I was playing with some, you know, yucky stuff, and they got mad because I'd bring myself home, but I had to come home so I could even eat, so because I get off. No, I had my days. I had good days, too.
Good.
I had days where I walked all wherever I almost I wanted to go.
How nice.
And I would go, do you? You remember Eli Bates up there? Okay, see, okay. I'm a little younger than you, that's why. Shh, don't tell nobody.
I grew up in Madison, that's why.
That's all right, I don't care where you grew up. You treat me like a person that I, and you can be nice with. That's what I think of.
Yes.
I don't want no big prize from you. Just,
yeah.
You know, even say to me, hi, or hello, or go to hell. Okay. No, I'm serious.
Uh-huh. Sure.
I'm serious.
Sure.
I I was the only girl, too. So I had three brothers. Okay?
Oh.
Okay. Now, yes. You know, so sometimes, Ma, they won't let me do this. Ma, they won't let me do that. And they'd say, get over here and get away from them. They're the boys, you're the girl. And I'd stand there and wonder, why is she pulling me away from them? Okay? Now you know what I mean. Well, wait a minute. I was the only girl. I had to fight my way. And then sometimes, I tell you another thing. You know, the Depression wasn't helping us at that time either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay. My father couldn't find a job. He'd gone to work for his sister-in-law. Because they had what they used to call the market down there, saltwater market or something like that was, that they had a business, and then he went and worked where they had the business, the saltwater market, okay, because there were no jobs. And he wasn't very well educated either, you know, when didn't go to college or business school or nothing like that. He went through the road of hard knocks, as they would say.
Yes. Sometimes. Yes.
You know how old I am now. Don't tell him.
Not a word. Not a word.
Hey, I tell you.
And did your dad get to work pretty much then at the market? Did he work at the market?
Yeah, because his sister-in-law gave him a job, and then he worked up there. And then when that kind of slowed down, they come into the city more and try to buy or get into whoever was looking for help. Oh, no. I got a couple of stories that I remember. You know, you want to laugh? I was a little kid, maybe about 15, 16 years old. I went to work because I couldn't, you know, we couldn't afford something. Guess what I was doing? I was going to work, and right next to you, I'm trying to keep up with what you're doing because I figure if she's doing, I'm doing the same. Guess what they were doing?
What?
Putting the stuff in their pockets and bring it home and work on it at home and bring it there. And I'm trying to knock myself out to try to keep up. And a couple of times, there was one man, he was there pretty, you know, pretty steady. And he started to don't talk to that one. Don't talk to this, only because she was Mexican. And I says, I'm not gonna, she didn't do nothing to me. Why am I supposed to be so damn nasty? Okay, I'll tell you right out. And I said to him, you're not my boss. Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, I was a kid though. You know what I mean? He probably figure I could push her down, but I used to think if you were wrong, you were wrong. Okay?
Yes.
So then I got with them, and then we got a little more friendly, and then I was laughing because sometimes she talked to me in Spanish, and I was learning Spanish. Okay?
Wonderful.
You know, you have things in your life sometimes. You know somebody, you kind of feel sorry for them. You try, and if they're good to you, or should I say civil even, you try to go along with the thing. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now you know my...
That was an interesting story.
And then when I got a little older, I started getting smart. I was watching what the rest were doing so I could get in with the crowd, you know, otherwise they push you off the corner, even if you have to make what they call peace work. That counts with them, you know.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
How did that, did you get in with them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I seen what they did. Even a couple of times what they did. Bring a couple of pieces home so I could stay up. Otherwise, they'd move me out or fire me.
And what kind of work was this that you did, Noreen?
It was... how can I explain this to you? We used to put things like in a book or in a package or whatever else, or all in a row the same kind, and, you know, separate the good from the bad or something like that. And a couple of the times they'd have us even, you know, in other words, you can put that in there, even though it wasn't supposed to be in there, you know. But I did what, like the boss, when you would say the boss would do. And I would watch because I knew what was going on. Then I began to watch what everybody else was doing so I could do the same thing so I wouldn't get fired, okay? Hey. I could tell you this. These are some things I'm sure other people went through, too.
Well, how did you meet your husband?
How did I meet my husband? I would say it was the good Lord doing. Okay? Because I was in a shopping center one time. And then... like they have the stores and they got the front doors like they have now. I come in and he come in. And we're both waiting for who's supposed to come to us, you know, like to go to the work or whatever. And he seen me again and we talked and I asked him how he was. And he asked me out and we got married. And I had 3 kids, okay? Mm-hmm. A boy and 2 girls.
And where did you live then when you were married?
Where did I live?
Yes, where did you live with your
husband?
Well,
I'll tell you what. I used to live in Chicago. You know where the Catholic Church is up there? St. Philip's? Okay, still there. Mm-hmm. Yes, St. Philip's. I went to Jenner's school. Okay?
Yeah.
And then we moved on. You know where the dime store is on Division and Ogden, or Division and Clyburn? There. Okay. We moved just a little further from there because that's where we could get like an apartment. That time, all the old other people there all lived in their own house. It wasn't a big deal. It was sometimes a little shack, but there was a roof over their head, you know. Yes, sometimes they had a job, sometimes they didn't. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you another thing. I had an uncle. He was a bachelor, and he was my mother's brother. He used to monkey around with watches. So he began, they would bring little fixing up of any watch that had to be done to his house. And so him and my mother and they lived in one building, like upstairs, downstairs in the basement, you know. Okay, down under there, guess what they had? Barrels of wine. They were fermenting. Oh, yeah. Made by my father and my uncle. Yeah. Well, for a living. And then it was another funny thing. My father didn't have that much of an education, but this man, Charlie, was selling bootleg whiskey. So my father was there making bottles or whatever he could put them in, whiskey. And if you wanted to buy it so that the law wouldn't get you, he'd open up the window on the side of the house that was looking in the alley.
Yes.
And even the Indian guy come over and bought whiskey from us. And I was not drinking it or handling it in any way other than to just say, here. Then they'd go away. And they closed the window, pulled the shade down like as if nobody lived there. I had a little of those things. Something, but I'll tell you what, I suppose it wasn't too bad. Look, I'm almost 100 years old. I tried, okay? And then there was a couple of times I had other little things happening because, you know, you're a girl, especially, you know, move over, do this, I say it. You know, not big, because they were bigger than me, but I'd get mad and talk to myself and say, or the hell with him or something like that, you know. When you're a little kid, you're stupid too sometimes. Okay? Listen, I'm sure you had some of those adventures in your life. Yes. They're not from any place else, because I lived in Chicago all my life.
And that's where you raised your children then? You and your husband, you raised your kids there?
But as I got married and we were able to move gradually, little by little, we moved closer to some of the other family. Sometimes if they had a business or if they had something to watch the kids or things like that, that goes with family, okay?
Oh, sure.
So
sure.
What else can I help you with?
What is your happiest memory from when you were growing up?
I don't know. I think I had a normal childhood. I mean, some days I was a brat and I needed to be spanked, but I would kind of try to go along with the crowd. I didn't want to be left. And then I'll tell you another thing. I had a man that I worked with. He was all right with me. But because there was a girl that come from Mexico, that one needed a job to eat or so. He'd say to me, leave them Mexicans alone. Her name was Trinidad. She was kind to me. She was trying to talk to me so she could get what she wanted to get to, like at the store or something like that, or wherever else, you know, and because she was nice to me, I was nice to her. He'd get me aside, leave them Mexicans alone. I said, no, she's not doing nothing to me. And then, little by little, I was starting picking up Spanish. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You know, little like that. Yeah. So I got a little more bolder because I thought, you can't tell me what to do. You're not my father. I'm going to be very honest with you. Sometimes I shush it up, okay? But I can't help it. If I think you're nice to me, and I'll try to be nice to you. And I feel like I want to be treated just the way I expect to treat you. I don't want to be... You can't go with her, you can't. And one time, guess what? They're all talking about working, right? And they said, you didn't do your quota. Guess what was happening? They take it and bring it home and then bring it there. So no wonder I'm there and they're doing their work when they're home and bringing it. So I got bold and thought, get off my back.
Did you bring some work home too, or how?
No,
no.
I still tried to do it there, but I was tempted. Because I'm thinking, sure, you're making all your money, you're making your quota. I could make it the same thing if you're bringing it home. I was little sometimes, you know, they push me off and I'd say, you better not touch me, I'll pick up that brick and I'll hit you with it. I did that once because he, all the way home, hit me. Yeah, smacking me. Not hard, but enough to make me, you know.
Who was that?
One of the kids over there when I was little.
Oh, my goodness.
This is, you know, Cabrini Green was it. At that time, there was a lot of Italians in there. They have a grocery store across the street from me. They had a man had to make, you know, nuts. They used to make them the nuts there, and he put them on a, how can I explain, like a open stove, like, and cook them and sell them. And we lived right across from him too. So sometimes I would go over there to see what he's doing, and then I would pick up ideas because he was doing the business, and his daughters sometimes were there too. That was a two-deal bit. You go to see the daughter, and you go to see what you have to do to learn to keep a job, okay? Yeah. As a little kid, I was trying to be nice, but I tried to fight for something because my parents were in depression. They didn't have much of an education. They speak English. They were both born here, but no big trades underneath their, you know. But we, so far, till today, at least we didn't leave no big, how should I say, something behind that you have to pay that you cheated somebody out of, you know. We paddled our own. And I learned from the other kids and the other people. Because I was the only girl. I had brothers, but no sisters. You believe it?
You understand
that? So I got to get in there because otherwise they'll push me out. They did. But I wouldn't go over and fight them, but I'd sneak around to try to find a way to keep up with that. You don't even know. You're just knowing that at least you got something to bring home, that you got a little money in your pocket. In fact, one time, I forgot where we were going, and I forgot how old you had to be. So guess what? I put my mother's shoes on, I put on some stockings, and I forgot what else I did so I could look older.
And did it work?
Yeah, it worked. I had a little job for a little time because I was a little too young, but they hired me. I tried.
Yes.
All I got to tell you, thank God that I lived this long. I never believed I would. Because I'll tell you the truth. When I was little, a lot of times I'd even work babysitting or taking care of something for somebody that can't go to the store for them. I used to have two women, old, believe me, as old as me is right now almost. And I would go to the store for them because they could go, but they couldn't go where they needed what they wanted. And just for a couple of pennies, you do some crazy thing sometimes. But I'll say one thing. At least I kind of helped them. I still remember one woman's name, Christine. You believe it? I lived an interesting life in my own way. And I've got a lot of things to thank the good Lord for. Some good ones. And there could have been some better ones, but you can't win them all, okay?
You have three children and...
Yeah, I have three children. And then my husband died and left me with three children.
He was young when he died?
Yes. I didn't even know. He died. I didn't know he had a heart attack. Just like that, yeah. He used to have a store in Chicago, mm-hmm. a grocery store. Mm-hmm. Do you know where Division and Clyburn is?
No.
No, okay. That's an intersection there where they had the big park, rather, not parking lot, you know, that houses. That street was on the corner. There was a drugstore. He had penny candy. Next door to there was a pool room. And next door to there was my father's friend, the doctor. Okay, then on that street, right across the street, there was a dime store. And that dime store was facing a big parking lot that they threw down, brick building. Before that, that used to be a butcher. It used to be A&P. It used to be a couple other little stores there. But then my mother and father tell me, where are you going? I'm going over to the store. What store? Only because it was across Division Street and busy. So I used to watch and then run across. Okay. That's why I said I've had my days. Could be better, could be worse.
Oh,
my only regret is my husband wasn't here to see his children grow up. But now I'm the Tainas, and I thank the good Lord where you're at that you gave me the strength to hold my family together. Okay?
Yes.
I didn't want to be in somebody's house that they're going to use them for an excuse. Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll put it as plain as I can say. Okay.
Yes.
And I'll tell you another thing. He died too young. And then they said to me what I was going to do. What do you think I was going to do? I went to work and took care of the kids.
Good for you.
Well, wait a minute. I tried. What would you do, honey?
That's exactly what I would do.
Yeah, but I mean, you think, now what am I going to do? Because you think you depend on the husband. You push back and you say, now what am I going to do? But if somebody tried to crowd me, I'd say, get off my back. I could be nasty, too.
Well, you had three children to raise.
Well, the funniest thing, I hate to say this, my husband has just died. A kid I went to school with, Buster. We were friends because we were kids. He come over because my husband died. I told him I wasn't interested. I got my kids to take care of just now. I made some good mistakes and I made some bad ones. But what are you going to do? When you're like that, you don't know what you're even going to do some days. Okay?
Right.
You just kind of go with the flow and try to do this and try to do that. You know? You learn. What I didn't learn in an education, I learned in hard knocks. Don't tell anybody. You do. What could you do?
That's right. I don't know.
I didn't either. But then as I went along, it was a little here, a little there, and the things you did, and thank God my kids turned out all right. I had two girls and a boy.
You were a good mother.
And so far, they're still here. In fact, that's where I'm living just now, from daughter to daughter, because sometimes there's going on, they don't want me to be alone or something. So that's it. Here I am.
Oh, Marie, that's a...